Yes, a special edition here of the WSB Traffic Podcast. Kind of a mini version for you, but still chock full of some good stuff. Doug Fireball Turnbull here from the traffic team. Smiley Mart McKay already suiting up for vacation, so he's not joining us today. And we're starting the first of what's going to be a three-part series here with Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Yeah, they're a new partner with 95.5 WSB. We're so glad to have them on. And we, as we do with many partners, whether it's on the home fix-it side, the lawn and garden side, or even on Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, where you have a lot of different people on with different activities and food and whatnot, on the insurance side, it's the same way. We can pick their brains a little bit and get into the mind of how they view driving and what they do to help drivers. And so that's exactly what we're going to do today. Now, before we get into that, though, I want to just give you a little bit about what's going on in Atlanta traffic. This week, as we predicted, as we've been telling you, the week following Labor Day, well, the week that includes Labor Day, frankly, has been bananas. And really, it started the Friday before Labor Day with just the egress, the people leaving town or even coming through town or coming to town for all the big football games, the Dragon Con, Black Gay Pride, and everything else that was going on Labor Day weekend. That continued through the weekend, people coming back home Monday night, Tuesday, and man, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, into Friday, it's been absolutely bananas out on the roadways. Just a lot of people out, especially when the weather was beautiful. And then when the weather was crummy, when we had storms and flooding earlier in the week, that was a big interruption too. Shut down roads. In fact, flooding in a power box near the Terrell Mill entrance at the I-75 and 575 Peach Pass Express lanes northwest of town shut those lanes down on Wednesday morning because they couldn't get the gate open to properly operate the lanes. We saw how many more people really were on the roads when suddenly they couldn't go drip-drop through the express lanes. They all had to jump into the regular lanes, and my goodness, big-time delays then. So we've seen it morning, afternoon, middle of the day, and then when the construction interruptions, especially in the storms at night, it just shows the importance, once again, of triple team traffic, live traffic reporters, not just algorithms or robots, being on the air on 95.5 WSB and our sister music stations and Channel 2 Action News, and also putting our reports available on demand, including as you drive near them, automatically updated or automatically playing on your phone in the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app. We send push alerts a lot there, too, to give you notifications of when we have heightened traffic problems. So just be sure to stay tuned into us. When Smiley Mart gets back from vacation, we're going to kind of break down this little segment that is the true time back to school, because all the colleges are back, the elementary, K through 12, everybody, high schools, they're all back. And now a lot of people have taken their vacations and are really getting into the fall swing of things. And despite the Delta variant still putting a lot of situations in remote environments, we're having less of a move to remote working than we did, say, at the beginning of the pandemic or in the spike that we had in December, January, and all of that last fall and winter. So that's just kind of a breakdown of things right there of what we're sort of looking at on the traffic side. We've seen some really terrible crashes, and we really thought that this 9/11 weekend here, we'd see the big change on 285 that takes it down from five lanes to three for that big stretch where you've seen a lot of road work between Roswell Road and Ashford-Dunwoody Road as part of the 285-400 project. Three bridge replacements that are going along that are going to take over 9 months to get done. That's going to take 40% of capacity away from 285. We thought that was going to happen this weekend. It ain't. It ain't. They've delayed it a couple of weeks, maybe as early as the weekend of September 25th or maybe even into October. They say it's because of weather, and I'm sure that and some other factors too are mixed in. So we'll let you know when it happens and preview that and get you suited up and ready for it, because you need to treat that little shrinkage there, the big shrinkage really, at 285. You need to treat it like you did the I-85 bridge collapse 4 years ago. That's your punchline. So now to the insurance front. We're going to talk a little bit about what Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance is, because with a name like that, it throws me off a little bit. I'm going, wait, I don't have a farm. I'm good. Need to look elsewhere. But not exactly. They'll tell you why it's important to get insurance locally. And then as we continue through this series, we'll talk more and more about crash statistics. That'll be in part two and what we've seen since the pandemic on the roadways. And then in part three of this interview, we'll really get into car buying. And we'll cover little sprinkles of that throughout all three. So some good tips ahead here from Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance and Coleman Fisher joining us here on the WSB Traffic Podcast. It's great to have Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance involved with us. We're doing this three-part interview session. And a GFB agent, if you will, Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance agent Coleman Fisher has joined us on the line there. And familiar Georgia Bulldogs red and white here on the Friday before the University of Alabama Birmingham game there. So thanks for joining us, Coleman. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Doug. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
It's good to be with you, too. And So I think people, and I'm saying this maybe because I thought it, and I could be weird, all right? But I hear Farm Bureau Insurance, and I mean, it's not the first time we've heard farm and insurance company's name, but I think of the Georgia Farm Bureau. I'm going back, like, is this the 1930s, like the farm? I don't have a farm. What's going on here? So can you tell us, like, kind of the broad umbrella? And I didn't mean that as an insult, by the way. It's just the first thought that came to mind.
Right.
But as the big umbrella here, what is Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance? What did it start as? Yeah, how did it get its name? And then what does it cover now?
Right, yeah. So it originally started as an organization to lobby on behalf of the interests of the agricultural community, farmers in Georgia specifically. 48 states have a state farm bureau. They all may look a little different brand-wise, but across the Southeast, for the large part, and a couple other states sprinkled, Colorado, the branding of Farm Bureau Insurance is going to be consistent across those, even though we're all different entities. But now it's morphed into, it did start in 19, you know, in back in the 30s, Georgia Farm Bureau specifically did start, but it's morphed into kind of two sides of a coin. We do provide, you know, financial services and insurance. Farmers are our niche market, certainly. That's who we're here to serve. It's in our name, like you said. But it's morphed into more than that. And we do still lobby on behalf of them in the state legislature and on the national level as well. That's the nonprofit side of our company. They are the Farm Bureau Federation, Georgia Farm Bureau Federation. And I work for Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, as you mentioned, as an agent. And now we provide insurance products, like I said, to more than just farmers. We will do any homeowners or auto policy, whether or not you have a farm on your property or not. You know, if you have a hobby farm, that's great. We can cover that too. A lot of people do have, you know, smaller operations going on with just a couple animals, might sell eggs to the neighbors. And that's perfectly cool with us. We'd love to help them. But we'll do people that that don't have farming interests either. So it did originally start as an organization that could lobby on behalf of farmers, make sure that they were taken care of and thought of on the state and national level. But we've grown to be a statewide organization that wants to help as many people as we can, as many Georgians as we can.
All right, that's very helpful. So it's farm, obviously, but then also auto, home, and life insurance too, right?
That is correct. And really even more than that, we can insure just about anything. Yes, our bread and butter is the home, auto, the farm, if you're in agriculture, everything to do with that farming operation, from equipment to barns to even the livestock and the crops. We also do a good bit of commercial, mostly smaller to medium-sized businesses, though. That's just what our business model is tailored to, Main Street mercantile type businesses, as well as, you know, landscapers and other artisan contractors as well. In my short time with Farm Bureau Insurance, I've been here for coming up on 3 years. I haven't come across too much business-wise that I couldn't quote and offer coverage for. So if you've got a business, we can just about offer you coverage for it. And then in addition to those property and casualty products, we can do a multitude of health, long-term care, disability, as well, and life insurance is obviously something that we look to package with that as well. And that's a big selling point for us as a company, is that we can have everything you need covered under one roof just down the road from you. And that makes it a lot simpler for people to know that they have one agent and they can handle everything. You know, they don't have to go making multiple phone calls around town, here, there, and everywhere.
Well, so that's very helpful to know. So pretty much, I think I heard, if I could extract a phrase here, you name it, we probably can insure it. Is that
just
the
about
best thing?
So just
and
about.
And where's your office at, Coleman? We're here on video. Most of y'all taking this in or not watching this on video, of course. But where's your office at? And then where could people find physical Farm Bureau locations throughout Georgia?
Yeah. So I'm located in the Walton County office. So we are east of town, in Monroe. Right on the side of Highway 78. I know you're familiar with that road with your work on the traffic side of things. But yeah, I'm located in Monroe in Walton County. If you want to find the Farm Bureau Insurance Agency in your county, we have a location in 158 counties, all but one in the whole state. You can go to gfbinsurance.com. And right there on the main landing page, there's a little find your agent, find your local agent thing. You click on, drop down to find your county that you live in, and it'll give you their address, everybody in the office that you can get in touch with. That's the easiest way to find them.
And when you say it's in 158 of 159 counties, if you're in that one county, that doesn't mean you still can't get Farm Bureau insurance, right? Can you get it from another location or anywhere in the state?
That is correct. We can work across county lines, especially in that situation, obviously. But yes, it does not limit you. If you would prefer to work with, you know, another county, if you have a personal relationship with somebody, we have a lot of clients like that. You know, just people have a lot of, you know, family, friends outside of the county, and we're certainly able to serve those type of people as well.
Fantastic news there. All right. One last question kind of on the macro about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance before, this being the WSB Traffic Podcast, before we drill into the more auto side of things.
Yeah.
I still hear Farm Bureau, and I think, like, is this a government situation, or is this a private company that has Bureau in the name? You said there's a Farm Bureau in every state. Is this a partnership with state or federal government? I'm just curious about that because I don't know a lot about the inner workings of it.
Yes, and pardon my phone ringing there. Let me put that on don't disturb.
You're a working man.
That's right. We are non-governmental at all. Yeah, that bureau does throw people off sometimes. But yeah, we're a lot different than other insurers. And there's several reasons, or not reasons, there's several facets to that. But yes, the Farm Bureau Insurance branding is going to be consistent across the southern states. Tennessee, you know, on up through the Carolinas to Virginia, us, Florida, Alabama does not have a state Farm Bureau, Mississippi on out through the belt out there through Texas and up to Colorado. We are all what they call the Southern Farm Bureau states. Name of our life insurance company is Southern Farm Bureau. And so we kind of have been grouped into that Southern Farm Bureau umbrella, if you will. And our branding is all consistent across those states. But we are all separate entities. And that's something I did want to make a point about, is that we are, you know, Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. And
right.
what a lot of people may not realize because of that consistent branding is that we only insure risks in Georgia. You know, being that we're a separate entity from all of them, I'm not licensed in all those other states, you know, and so our company covers things in Georgia. And the reason that that's important or should be important to everybody else is that when you insure with us, your premium dollars are being directly invested back into your state and your community. And that's something that we really want to make an emphasis on, because local business, especially in the last year and a half's time, has really become more of a focus for a lot of people supporting local business. You know, specifically as agents, we advertise with other local businesses. Local newspapers, they really need support right now. Restaurants, radio stations. We sponsor events for teams, sports teams, and local schools. Supporting local business is hugely important across the state, you know, whether it's in Atlanta or, you know, especially in these small and medium-sized towns across Georgia, supporting those businesses to keep people in those towns and those areas employed is very important. And if you insure with us, you know, your premium dollars are going to go back into your community one way or the other. You know, as agents, we also live and work and play in the communities where we work. And for a lot of us, like me, I grew up here in Walton County. A lot of us grew up in the same counties where we now work. And that's something important is that if you insure with us versus, you know, a large national carrier, your state and your community is going to benefit for it.
That's fascinating. And I didn't realize that. So then let me ask, is the the uneducated like me about insurance in a lot of cases, even though I have insurance on a lot of things. So let's say we're talking auto insurance. I'm driving over state lines. Let's say you said Alabama doesn't have Farm Bureau insurance. Let's say I get in a crash on I-20 in Alabama, God forbid. My Georgia Farm Bureau insurance still covers me, because when you mean by you cover risks only in Georgia, you mean by you cover risks or people that originate in Georgia. Is that what that means?
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. Yes, we certainly don't want to insure vehicles registered in another state or residents registered or licensed in another state, rather. But yes, if you live in Georgia and you take a trip to the beach in Florida or Alabama, or, you know, take a trip to visit family out of state, that is certainly not an issue with us. That coverage goes with you. You know, they tell us, you know, you better not write that vehicle if it's going to be out of the state more than half of the time. But if you're going out of state, that coverage goes right along with you.
Okay, that's good. And that's a big thing too. People that have vacation homes and stuff, if you register your vehicle in the state where that vehicle lives. That's very helpful to the whole process there.
Exactly.
And thank you to Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance for coming on with us. If you want to look up and find the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance agent closest to you, GFB, like Georgia Farm Bureau, GFBinsurance.com. The agent locator on there, they're in all but one county of Georgia, as you heard Coleman say a moment ago. So be sure to check that out. Again, GFBinsurance.com. And then you get the local phone number to that insurance agency instead of going macro and waiting on the 1-800 line for a long time. So that's pretty cool. And good. Of course, we want you out there. The many crashes that there are, be properly insured. And of course, that holds true. The housing market's hot right now. Get that insurance lined up and know kind of who you're going to go with and everything like that before you get into the emotional process of the new car, the new house, or whichever. And there are many other things they insure. Again, GFBinsurance.com. And thank you to Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance for being one of the first sponsors really here on the WSB Traffic Podcast. We're really glad to have them on, and we'll continue that on here through the next couple of months. So thank you all for joining for this episode here. Thank you for trusting the traffic team and I on 95.5 WSB. Be sure to download our Triple T Traffic Alerts app, and we'll have another WSB Traffic Podcast for you very soon. Drive safely, y'all, and have a great weekend, and a weekend of remembrance, by the way, after 9/11, 20 years later. Special coverage on 95.5 WSB and our AM 750 signal throughout the weekend. So take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.